Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
What up, and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. I am your host, Mr. Andrew Bailey, and today I'm just going to spoil the episode for everybody immediately. We are going back in time. We are talking about the things we miss the most about Disney that you can't get anymore. But thankfully, I am not alone this evening. I have got with me the lovely Melinda Riley.
Oh, hey, everybody.
And the very debonair Hunter Hazen.
Debonair. Hey. What does debonair mean?
I don't know.
You don't know what that means? Seriously?
No.
Isn't like devilishly Hunter. Good looking?
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know, sophisticated. You. He's so debonair, you know?
Yeah. Wow. It's very devil-may-care.
Devil-may-care.
I'm working on my vocabulary.
I
but
like that.
Unfortunately,
word of the day.
None of you are as important as our final guest on the pod for the first time ever, who will be singing later in the podcast his hit single from the Back to the Future franchise, Back in Time, Mr. Huey Lewis.
This is Editing Mel here, and no, Andrew, I am not paying for the rights to Back in Time by Huey Lewis in the News. I'm really sorry to crush your dreams, but not today, buddy. Not today.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, anyway, we are actually still going to be going back in time for this rendition of the happiest podcast on earth. And yeah, like I said, we're going to be talking about some of our old favorites, maybe their restaurants, maybe their old rides, maybe their lands. Who knows? We'll get into it. Some of them could just be special, you know, seasonal events, something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll just start out by saying I did not have a single restaurant on here. I can't think of a restaurant that's not. I can't even think of a restaurant that's not existing anymore.
Well, I can.
Oh, you wait.
What?
Oh, you wait.
What?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's restaurant cool and resort were two that there aren't any closed Disney hotels.
No, but there's different themes.
All right.
Things
we'll
like
get there.
That.
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We
interesting.
Will. But before we jump into it, as always, anybody got anything? Anything new for anybody? I know Hunter's got something new, but I want you to go next.
Yeah, I mean, we posted it. We're having a baby.
Woo!
It's happening. It's exciting. So we had our little, and we had our family Disney vacation last week. When is this?
How'd that go?
It was good. Bash is now 3. His birthday was February 1st. So he was 37.
You realize? I mean, when this goes out, it'll only be a day after. So it was yesterday.
Oh.
Birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday,
look at that.
Bash.
Happy birthday, Bash.
You can go back and listen to this when you're 18. Listen to old
dad.
Be
like, wow, my dad and his friends are a bunch of dorks.
Yeah. I don't like Disney, Dad.
Well, hey, we're not quite to the Max and Goof dynamic yet. We'll get there maybe
eventually. Give it time.
But no, he was 37 plus maybe like a quarter inches tall. So all the 38-inch tall attractions, you know, the, you name it, it's probably it. Rise of the Resistance, Smuggler's Run, Star Tours, like a ton of rides are unlocked at 38 inches, just mind you. But
so close.
He's, you know, now 3, right at that 2 to 3 range where he's starting to get it. He's starting to understand that stuff happens around him and he can interact and remember things and talk about them later. So it was a fun trip. He went when he was like 8 months old before. And he probably doesn't remember a thing. So this was a whole lot different. We rode Barnstormer, I think, 4 times. It's his favorite ride. So I'm super pumped. Can't wait.
I miss the old Barnstormer.
That went through the barn?
Yeah.
Or not. What is it, still Barnstormer? Is it Flight School now? Or is that? No, that
Goofy's
is
Flight
Disneyland.
School. Yeah, yes, that's a California
right.
Adventure.
Yeah, so this is a Barnstormer that doesn't quite go through a barn now, does it?
I don't know.
That is
Maybe
one of the things
our
that
list.
Frightened me the most when I was a child was waiting in line for the Barnstormer, and you're in the barn and it's just quiet, and then all of a sudden you hear screams and a plane roll through the queue, and it scared me half to death. But
I can't
Anyways,
relate to these experiences, but that sounds scary.
I was terrified of roller coasters. I cried myself to not to sleep. I don't know why I was going to say
Cried
to
himself
sleep.
to sleep over roller coasters,
I
poor
cried
thing.
my no, I cried myself just to utter exhaustion riding Space Mountain for the first time. It was a traumatic experience, but I've come a long way. Now I ride Velocicoaster, so
So
yeah,
proud of
proud of
you.
you. We've conquered.
Look at what you did. Look at
Yeah,
that.
yeah. There's
No,
always a chance. I was
what
also
about?
terrified of elevators. Tower of Terror was my last attraction at Walt Disney World, and I was over 10 years old. So there's that too.
Dinosaur used to scare me, but not
I
in like a
liked
I won't.
Dinosaur.
It wasn't in like a I won't ride it kind of way, but in a when the Carnotaur that you
Popped
know
out.
walking towards
the
you
one that
or
like
the
is
last
supposed to be
one?
moving. No, the second
Yeah.
one, the one that runs after you. That one always got me.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I was riding loop-de-loop like upside down roller coasters at the boardwalk by the time I was 7, so
Oof.
I wasn't really scared of a lot of things. I'm scared of scary movies. I don't particularly like haunted rides, obviously, but when it comes to thrill rides, I have never had an issue getting on and just going for it. I don't know why. I really enjoy roller
I
coasters.
was weird. See, I wasn't scared as a kid. And then like I hit like my preteen years and all of a
Suddenly you
sudden
realize that life has like an end
meaning,
point.
yeah, and I was like, I'm not about that. And then I went to an amusement park, Carowinds, which is owned by Cedar Fair, with some friends, and they bullied me. But it was good. This is, you know,
They bullied the scared right out of you.
sometimes peer pressure is a good thing. No,
They
that was the
forced you into
problem
it.
is
Sometimes peer
I
pressure.
got on it and I was like,
And then you
oh,
got scared.
this is great.
Oh.
You just needed that little kick in the butt
That
to get
was
back in.
well that So I think I and honestly, I think because the first time I went to Disney was I think in either 99 or 2000 when I was like 4 or 5. And I think I rode exclusively the Barnstormer until I was probably 7 or 8.
Aw,
Yeah. And
that's so
then
cute.
Six Flags over Texas, it's my home park. We would go to that. And I would only ride the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner, like little mini roller coaster that was smaller than the Barnstormer. And then I think what the problem was when I was 7, I think my mom brought me on Judge Roy Scream. If anybody, you know, knows Six Flags over Texas, they know Judge Roy Scream. Not a fun roller coaster for your first one. It was very wooden roller coaster, rocky, not rocky, bumpy, shaky, just terrifying. And that kept me off roller coasters, I think, for the next 5 years. And then I finally figured it out. But yeah,
Well,
it's my journey. My
no,
roller
you got
coaster
anything?
journey.
Do I got anything? John and I are recording a lot of Patreon content. It's been really, really fun. So if you're not a part of Patreon yet, you should go be a part of it. We've released like 3 new episodes this month just on us. Like that's not even including
Starting
everyone
a
else's
new
stuff.
date night.
I'm a big red wine girly, so I'm very excited for that. That's about it for me, man.
That's a long way traveling for you and that East Coast that
It is.
East Coast travel map.
But I'm going right back to California, so it's
Yeah,
not like I'm hitting
need to
anything
stop
in
at a few in
between.
between.
Yeah, no,
Well,
we're
maybe
taking a
one
straight
day.
flight out, so and we're taking a Spirit plane, so
That is
everyone pray
brave.
for me. Yeah, we did that on the honeymoon. Our way back, we took a Spirit flight, and it was the smoothest ride we had the
Really?
entire
Oh,
time. Yeah,
wow. You had a
every
good
time I
plan.
take a Spirit flight, I have not been disappointed. But every time I do like JetBlue or any other big like airline, they always mess up. So
I don't think
watch.
that's
Now that I've
them.
said that, I put it into the universe. This
Just
time
jinxed it.
it's gonna
Yeah.
be a mess.
You can only
Actually,
string
Spirit's
so many.
terrible.
Yeah. You can only string so many good Spirit flights together until
I
something
know.
inevitably
Or
happens.
something inevitably goes completely wrong.
Yep.
Yeah,
Spirit's
with that being
who
said.
got me and Maddie stranded in Orlando overnight.
Oh
We had a
man.
flight that was supposed to leave like at 8 p.m. and then the pilot didn't show up and then they canceled us and moved us to the next morning. We had to
Oh
like
no.
leave the airport and Uber to a hotel. It was a whole
Oh, please
ordeal.
don't. Please don't put that
I
on
don't
your
mean
bucket
to throw any
list.
bad juju on
Please do
your
not put that.
plans,
I
but
look, I only get like, I think we're doing like 3.5 days, 4 days. Like, it's a very short stint. Okay. I can't have anything interrupting
can't
my wine
afford to
weekend.
miss the flight in and lose 12 hours.
No, that is time for me to go up into the mountains in a gondola and enjoy some wine. Okay. Like,
Yep.
I gotta go.
Y'all get a like a
Other.
Turo of a red convertible that John's going to be whipping around California? Or
we did. Okay, so we did a Tesla last time, and we felt very fancy schmancy. We are bringing two friends with us, my cousin and his wonderful girlfriend. So I think this time we're probably doing an SUV type.
Just a G-Wagon, because, you know. Just,
yeah,
you know, taking
I'm a little bummed about it because I would love a convertible. My hair's so long, it would go crazy in the wind, and I'd feel so bougie, but, you know.
You can find some pretty cool stuff. Are you flying into LA? Where do you fly?
Oakland.
Into?
We're doing Oakland, which is a little scary. We're basically going to get off the plane, get the car, and get out of there as quickly as possible.
There's some cool stuff on Turo that you can find. Have a good time.
Oh, yeah. But anyways. Yeah. Now I got a month to figure it out. Literally less than a month, actually. So I'm excited.
Nice.
You know. Yeah. No, Disney, but you know.
Well, I need also you all to know that Mel has gotten me in trouble.
I got you in trouble. Why
yeah.
did
you? Yeah, because Ansley found out that you John, the Patreon, is a couple thing.
Mm. Oh, no.
So I had Ansley.
We're just
going
to do this across the board?
I know. I had Ansley on one. And so we do now have an official extra host on Tipsy Talk with Andrew.
I love it.
Miss Ansley Hutchison.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
I love it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm glad
bye-bye
I am.
Bye-bye now.
I said
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, I think it's so much more fun to have your partner with you. It's hard to podcast by yourself. It really, really is. And our schedules are all very different. So it's really nice when you have someone you can banter with, and who better than your partner, who knows you better than basically anybody else. So...
I'm glad that works for y'all. You see, the thing is with Hunter World on Patreon, I say what I want and what only I deem is correct. So if I had another opinion, I'd be like, listen, this is Hunter World, not Hunter and whoever world. I don't know.
So I guess me pitching that we could do a Riley collaborative episode about Hollywood Studios just would not pan out for Hunter.
Oh, for Hunter World?
Because everyone wants to talk about... They want us to talk about Hollywood Studios and how we would redo it, because we brought it up on one of our episodes.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that might be stepping on Hunter World territory. I got to do a check with Squeaks.
I mean, you could do Riley World. That
yeah,
could
but
be
I don't
want to
like rip off your idea.
No. I mean, y'all have your own little, like
do,
your own preferences. I have my own. It's our own, you know. Our ideal parks.
Then the Real Talk with the Rileys is going to do a Riley's World breakdown or something.
Riley World.
Riley World
has
Riley World
ring to it. It does. That sounds like Wally World.
Wally World.
Great park. But anyway, I think it's time.
I think we're good.
No, that was me.
That was you. Just me getting you.
That's what I got going on. Yeah.
Getting you in trouble is what you got going on.
Yeah, and again, getting, you know, Tipsy Talk, finally, a co-host.
That's nice.
It is nice. I am excited about that. But
that is nice.
I think it's time we jump into talking about stuff. Now we're going to break this down just a little bit. We're going to have a parks side, and we're going to have a miscellaneous side. So anything that involves the parks is going to be its own little topic thing. So we'll start with the miscellaneous stuff. Things that you miss. Anything you don't find in a park, such as?
The Walt Disney World Speedway.
Yeah, you miss it. Well, it was the Richard Petty driving experience.
Well, yeah, but that was the speedway. They did
is
all
that,
kinds
is that
of
what
stuff.
It's called?
Yeah. Yeah, the racetrack. It was cool.
It was cool.
And if it was there,
it.
The thing is, that's like the dad thing. And now that I'm coming into my own and, you know, I'm starting to, you know, get to the upper echelon of the 20s, 30s, looking me dead in the eyes, I'm saying, you know, it's time for a midlife crisis. And what better midlife crisis than to drive a race car while you go on a family vacation to Walt Disney World? You know, send the kids and mom to the park and dad goes to the racetrack. But it's a dream I'll never have.
Did anybody, like, do the ride-along one when they were younger?
My dad did.
I
got to go to the racetrack and like watch on the wall of the racetrack, and I got to like see him do it, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Did it actually go, like, did it have like a governor on it?
Yeah, they don't go, they go like 130 or something. They don't go like
100. Okay, so they're not going like 200.
No, no. You can't go 200 on any track other than Talladega and Daytona and Texas Motor Speedway. Shout out, represent.
I mean, I don't remember how big it was. I just remember it sat in the parking lot.
Which
was such
big.
A weird thing that it really did. It was in the most inconvenient spot. It was just there.
I thought it was the most magical feeling driving into the park. And then that's right there is where you always put the window
oh, it was cool.
down. You put the window down and I always listened out. And I'm like, they're racing today. But I also didn't like that it was like a big mound and you also couldn't see anything unless you go on the infield, which was interesting. But yeah, no, that is something I miss that I wish would return.
That's a good one, though.
That is a good one.
It's unique.
Yeah, definitely not even something that crossed my mind. But I don't think it was really, I don't think it was
did
really
you ever get
my
to see
demographic.
It?
No, I didn't. I did not. I had very limited trips as a kid, which is why my list is shorter than your list and his list, because I I had less experiences.
All
okay?
the stuff is still there.
Yeah, most of the stuff that I like is still there, which I guess is kind of a blessing. So,
I'm going to say, and this is almost a two for one, but I'll start with the other one. Disney Quest.
I have that one.
Did y'all do that one?
I never did it.
I think that one to me has got something that I know this is on all three of our lists. It's the same type of vibe. It didn't need to go. It needed some TLC.
Yeah.
Just give it a little love.
The concept was there.
It was awesome.
But now, especially with VR and like technology, like they could have done so many things that would have been really cool. You could have literally probably done a version of Smuggler's Run in Disney Quest.
Yeah.
And not have it like take up park space. Obviously, it wouldn't have a massive turntable or anything like that, but it would still, you could capture the essence of it for sure. Mm-hmm. But we had, whenever Disney Quest was open, we had usually a Disney Quest / Downtown Disney day of our trip where we would go to that for a third a day or whatever and go to the Disney, Downtown Disney stores. But yeah.
See, I never went as a kid because we were always parks people. And we would take a day, and that day was like, we went, it was a pool day, and then we did like the evening, we would go to Downtown Disney and all that, which that in and of itself, I'm not going to get into that. I miss that name. Because there's a lot of stuff there that I actually do miss. But I'm just thinking, like, you could have used that. What was that? What are they calling it? The Hexa Floor or something? They had that little demo last week.
Well, I mean, it was something that if they would have kept up with,
it'd be so great.
They could have done a lot of cool stuff to it, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hindsight.
But the attractions, I mean, the Pirates of the Caribbean Battle for Buccaneer Gold. That was great. I mean, it was basically like Smuggler's Run. You're on a pirate ship. You're shooting cannons in all directions. It was a full, like, 360-degree experience, which was cool.
Jungle Cruise was fun.
Virtual Jungle Cruise where you paddle the inflatable raft. Amazing. Amazing. Very similar to the moment on Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. Now that is popping in my mind. Where you go into the deal and you go down. It was very much like
fun.
That. Cyberspace Mountain was fun, where you create your own roller coaster and you do it on a simulator.
I vaguely remember that being in the tapes they used to send you. You remember when you'd plan your vacations and they'd send you tapes?
And you
would sit there with your family and just watch them on repeat? Oh, man. I remember they did that. They talked about that specific thing, how you could create your own roller coaster. And our minds were blown.
It was pretty cool.
Because we're like, whoa, what? You could do that now? Sorry. Yeah. Hate to interrupt.
A little early 2000s computer graphics on like
the
screen.
Yeah, like literally the worst
graphics.
And now it's like something you can do on your laptop today.
And it had a thrill meter on it.
Yeah.
The old
thrill
meter.
It was the cooler version of some of all thrills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Aladdin's Magic Carpet Ride. That was a classic. That was like a race.
But like, imagine
that.
Imagine today's VR.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't a race, I don't think. Well, it was like you
were
race
like
against
searching
yourself.
Or something.
Well, no, it was, I think it was kind of like Mario Kart type.
Collecting
deal.
Gems to find the genie. Oh, yeah. So everybody's trying to find the genie and going through there. Okay.
But it wasn't like a team thing.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Duck. Maddie Duck's Pinball Slam. I don't remember
that
one.
There was, no, that was the, it was the, it took up like two levels because the screen was huge. I never did it because I didn't really get it because I was there for Cyberspace Mountain and for the Buzz Lightyear bumper cars.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear Astro Blaster.
Yeah.
Where you board bumper cars and shoot asteroids at each other. Very interesting.
That was cool. It was cool. You don't get to do that kind of stuff anymore.
And sorry, I know we won't spend too much time on Disney Quest, but the Hercules in the Underworld.
Yeah, I vaguely
collect
remember
lightning
that one.
Bolts and defeat Hades. Oh, it was replaced with Pirates of the Caribbean, so that came. Okay, that came
before.
After. Then didn't they have a lightsaber style one?
I don't remember that.
That wasn't Star Wars, but you were like, this is
I
kind
remember
of like
an
Star
alien
Wars.
Shooter game or something. Mm. And I think it was supposed to be like
invasion and extraterrestrial encounter where you're in a rescue
yes.
vehicle to save astronauts. I remember
and
that
I
one.
I think
yes.
it was like a direct correlation to Alien Encounter at Magic Kingdom.
Mm. This is the one I was thinking about. It's called Ride the Comics. Players wear an HMD, I don't know what that is, to enter the comic book world and battle super villains with a laser sword. And it was basically like they wanted Star Wars, but they couldn't get Star Wars, so they just made up comic book villains that you fought with a laser sword. And that was kind of interesting. Pretended I was just in Star Wars. But anyways, just a little stroll down Disney Quest memory lane.
Well, that's nice.
I'll go super quick because 90% of my outside Disney stuff is like here. I miss the name Downtown Disney. I think Disney Springs works with what it is now. Like, I do think it does that.
It's got
very
the story.
Well. I miss Old World of Disney.
Is it
like,
okay.
With all
like
the hanging
much?
Characters and stuff. Yeah, dude. There was like different rooms. I miss Team Mickey, which is now co-op, or it was connected to co-op or something. I miss the McDonald's that was there just because it was there. I miss the tree trail.
Now we got Chicken Guy, though.
Yeah. No, completely other side.
I know, but still in the same essence.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I missed the tree trail, which that's a newer one we lost. That was a COVID loss. Mm. And just Pleasure Island as a whole.
See, I never was old enough to experience Pleasure Island in its prime.
Well, your Richard Petty
intended
is my
age group.
That's what I'm saying, but your Richard Petty is my Pleasure Island. Like I always wanted to go there when I was old enough. Yeah.
Then they would have turned you into a donkey.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have had my adventure.
You were
a real life
Pinocchio.
Kungaloosh, man. Kungaloosh. I'd have been in that adventurers club.
Oh, man. I guess outside of Downtown Disney, let's see if I had another one here. Lake Buena Vista Airport. Disney used to have an airport. I thought that
was
cool.
Yeah, but that was like a private airport.
Hold on.
I think they're getting a little ridiculous
here. It could
still
be there. I miss it.
The runway's still there.
I know, but it has storage containers and all kinds of stuff on it. Which, teaser to a future Hunter World Patreon episode, we're going to retheme that runway into a new resort themed around airplanes.
Ooh, that's cool.
And the runway is going to be like the drive-in / parking and where the lobbies are. But anyways, that's just for another time. Riding in the front of the monorail.
Ooh, good one.
Miss that. That doesn't happen anymore, but love it. Only did it, I think, a couple times. And it was one of those where you always ask every time. And they're like, nope, nope, nope. And then one day they're just like, we got it.
See, I felt like we never had a trouble with it. But also, like, the monorail, when I was little, was my favorite ride. And so we would wait a little bit. As long as we didn't have anything like we had to like get to. It was mainly if we were park hopping over to Epcot, because that monorail was never super crowded.
Yeah. If you were trying to do like the Magic Kingdom one, they always had like a family from the last resort it stopped at. And they're like, oh, that one's already got someone. You got to wait. And they're saying, sorry, I can't do anything about it. But yeah, I think that's all of my outside of the parks ones.
Remember the speedboats?
Yeah, I never really
never got to do it. No, I never got to.
I
do
always
it.
Kind
I
of thought they
to.
Were lame because
See, I,
they were,
that was...
looked slow, and I could just imagine. I know, like, you probably feel like it might
to,
be fast
to a 9 year old though.
To a 9 year old, but like as an adult now, I look at them and I'm like, it takes me 30 minutes to get from Bay Lake to the other side of town, it's not going to be that fun. But
this is a me and Hunter one that I know him and I would appreciate, is the golf tournament. Because like
the,
now
oh,
it
yeah,
would be something I'd want to go see.
Yeah, the pro golf tournament. Tiger Woods won.
Yeah.
Golf tournament. It used to be a big deal.
It was.
And the golf course used to be nicer when they had it.
It was so much nicer.
So there's another reason to miss it. But
yeah, I know. But anyway, so if that does it for outside the park, just because there's so much, we're going to go park by park.
Oh,
so,
here we go.
I mean, we can be quick about it. I mean, it's not, we got to do our 5 minute Disney Quest thing.
Hey, I'm going to dive into all of them. Yeah. You give all me right. a chance.
No, let's you're not. No, we're not. No.
Let's start with Red Sidewalks.
I'm going to start with what I think is the least that we miss versus the most. So I'm going to start with Animal Kingdom.
Wow. I don't think I got anything there.
Really?
I have nothing.
I mean, I missed the idea of Dinoland still being in its full-fledged glory, but yeah. I miss Primeval World. Yeah.
It's better than the parking lot picnic area we got.
But is Primeval World better than Flight School?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right. Pretty much the same, definitely though. Definitely right. It spins. I don't really miss Camp... Is it Camp Mickey Minnie?
Camp Minnie Mickey.
Minnie Mickey. I don't think I necessarily miss that. The new theater, for Lion King obviously makes more sense.
A lot better.
It's better. Yeah. But yeah.
Ooh, I do have one thing I miss about Animal Kingdom. I have not said one thing I miss yet, so I'm doing this.
Please do it.
I miss when you can meet Pocahontas and John Smith and Tarzan on the trail behind the tree.
There's just the character interactions.
You can't meet Tarzan anymore? He was the most recent one. Like, he was there. Recently, right?
Yes, he was. And that again, a lot of this stuff was like COVID and they're done.
Like axed it.
Yeah.
Axed it. I miss it.
Poca's
around. Yeah, but
she's on the
flotillas. They've started doing the flotillas.
I missed the character meet and greets at the flotilla docks.
Mm. Don't know anything about that. I liked being able to walk and kind of find them on my own. Because I was determined to go find them. And mind you, I was like a senior in high school. Like, why did I care so much? But I did. And I was very proud of myself for finding them.
I would petition for them to have Tarzan climbing around the Tree of Life. Like the...
Oh my God, that would be
like
amazing.
The Mountaineers for Matterhorn and Disneyland. Yeah. They just have like a Tarzan that is on like a harness.
With the Jane just swinging around.
Yeah, and they just hang out in the tree.
I would love that so much. Logistically, it would never happen, but like, man, I would pay good money to see that. Because they had a show about Tarzan years ago.
Tarzan Rocks, which is actually on
my list.
You just
reminded me of one that I actually would have liked. I would have loved to have Tarzan Rocks back.
Yeah.
So much better.
Is that the Euro Disney show they did too? Or is that a different one? Because I know there was Tarzan Rocks, but then there was a Euro Disney show. I swear it was Euro, where it was like, it was all like flying. They did it's like very, I don't want to see circus acts, but like, you know, they're doing like the flying in the air kind of
stuff.
That's
not there anymore.
Aerials
is there?
No, I don't think it's there anymore. I mean, I watched this stuff years ago, but I remember just loving it so much. It was like all silks and aerial work and stunts. It was really, really cool.
I'm investigating.
I miss
the spectacular
when the Yeti worked.
Yeah, don't we all?
I mean, can you even miss that anymore? I mean,
no,
I
mean,
did
no,
it ever happen?
Even remember when the Yeti actually worked at this point? Did the Yeti ever actually work? Or
the
is
Yeti's
that
fine. That's
it's
the problem.
Mountain.
It's
yes,
the mountain.
We've talked about it.
I know, but I have
it.
To say it every single time.
I know.
I miss the story to Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But also, I don't really like being sad, so I'm also okay with it not really being there.
No,
but
I know.
Like, do they still have the George of the Jungle dudes in the video and in the front of it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
In the video?
What?
So before you get on the ride, they have the TVs, which last time I was
they just redid the TVs like not long ago at all. Yeah, it's got like updated video and everything.
Well, then I miss the George of the Jungle cast doing the Kilimanjaro Safaris pre-show because they definitely just had them on set and said, we'll just use them because they're right here.
I miss when those the shows on those TVs were like fuzzy and like they looked old and you're like, all right, I'm going into a safari now. This makes sense.
Little vintage.
It used to be
so cool. Like so cool. Mm. I loved the Rickety Bridge and the story and all that. And actually, was it last week's episode or week before last? We were actually talking about this.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That was I just blanked.
I don't know, it had to do with like, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the Untouchables.
The Untouchables. So the
Kilimanjaro was an untouchable, but still the Rickety Bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. The Untouchables episode is what inspired me to like be like, we should do this one. But
of the stuff we wish had never been touched.
Yeah. I don't think there's much more in this park that
nothing
I
really
miss.
In Animal Kingdom.
No, Animal Kingdom's pretty
yeah.
pretty much the same.
Yeah. Avatar, Pandora was minimally invasive to
the general, yeah. Like they didn't really replace anything that exists. You know what I mean? That was just kind of additional.
Just meet and greet areas. And you move Mickey and Minnie to Adventure's Outpost. Yeah, you can't see. I mean, you can see Donald and Daisy, that kind of stuff. Like you can still
They're on the
meet those
flotilla.
Characters.
Thing.
Yeah. Which I think the flotillas
Old
is actually
Tusker
a really
House.
cool idea.
They're cute.
Old Tusker House used to be a quick service.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
It kind of gives that vibe in there, actually, now that I think about it.
It used to be a quick service. And the reason I remember this is because my brother spilled, my dad got a big Diet Coke.
Oh.
And my brother was reaching across the table for something, spilled the Coke all over my dad's lap. My dad had to go buy new shorts. And he loved those khaki shorts. And he wore them all the time.
The ones he bought?
Yeah. He loved
them.
He
like
was like
Tusker
was
House like, themed?
No, they were just khaki shorts. And just like on like the back, there was just like a small little like maybe, and y'all can't see this, but maybe like a
3 centimeters.
Yeah, like a 3 centimeter thing that just said Disney something. I think it just said Disney.
They're just Disney was selling dad shorts.
Yeah,
they knew what
and
they
it was,
were doing.
And he loved it. He loved them. I'm gonna actually bounce over, and I'm probably gonna be the only one that has anything on this. The water parks. I miss Shark Reef. Like I said, Hades.
He said the Hades word.
Yeah.
I had to Mickey you out earlier for your tipsy talk episode too.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was so good.
Oh, buddy.
Other than I was just like trying to like figure things out because like I was bouncing back and because I was bouncing back and forth because I had my notes and then I had the computer. That was its own. Anyway,
I miss
Shark Reef because that was awesome. I miss also at Blizzard Beach. They used to have this one ride and they just never let it happen anymore because it really isn't safe. They had these bunny slope hills that you rode an inner tube, but people would fall out of them and like
I remember I
bust it.
I think
it's,
I remember this.
It is in the Disney sing-along, the beach sing-along.
Yeah, I miss the Disney beach sing-along for that was a great program that I
oh it was awesome. Sometimes I still watch it. I really do. My aunt still has the tapes that we used to watch. But anyway, that was my water parks one. I don't think, does anybody have any water parks one? I doubt it.
No, not other than that.
All right. Nope. So we're going to actually do something we don't normally do because usually I feel like Magic Kingdom is the one that has the most to talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Magic Kingdom because I don't think it really does.
Really? I have quite a lot of Magic Kingdom on my list.
But most
it's like
of it's,
short. It's not
most
like
of
crazy.
It's entertainment offerings and stuff. But
yeah,
like,
it is.
But I agree with you. So like, I mean, you take the floor on that because
really?
Yeah, I think I've got zero Magic Kingdom.
Oh my God. Okay, then I'll kick.
I'm
this
happy
off.
With it.
So this is like random, and this is probably a just me thing. So I'll start with like I think what's probably least important in Magic Kingdom to the most important. Cinderella's castle used to be different, and I miss the way it used to be because I think if it was
you miss the white.
Well, the white, and then on top of that, I felt like the show inside the restaurant was like completely different. Like I remember a fairy godmother and the
that
mice.
Was just the characters. Yeah, the fairy godmother did used to be there because I
it
have
was
a
like
picture.
A whole, they did a whole. You would take the wands and do like a bippity boppity boo thing. And now, at least from the last time I went, which was a couple years ago, it is still the princess offerings, but it's not nearly as magical as I remember it being at all.
Yeah.
Maybe partially that's age, but I do think they altered the show a lot and I wish they didn't because it was so, so cute.
Turn those tables.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I'm sorry for the price that you're paying to be in there. No, you can like wait.
Yeah.
So that's just a personal thing for me. I miss that. And I remember... She used to have like Cinderella used to have like a throne because the first time I ever met a princess, she was in a throne.
I don't know if she still does, but pre-COVID,
she has that little meeting room.
Yeah,
like before you go in, but
that's
it's not
where
a throne.
That's where the throne was.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was cool.
Since you're on the castle, I will say the Christmas lights on the castle. I miss those. Need to have those back because that's a whole different vibe. Like seeing
the
it this
lights?
Year. Without the dream lights and remembering what it used to look like.
I feel like they could take the Frozen show that happened this year and combine it with those lights and really make something gorgeous. I don't know why they went the way they
money.
Did.
Money.
Yeah, it damages the castle.
So, no, it's so much cheaper. Or it's just so
it
much cheaper.
It's projections. I get
it's
it. It makes
so
sense.
So much cheaper.
But like, come on.
No, I know.
Give us some twinkle lights. So that was like my big thing with Cinderella's castle. My next thing I have on the list was Snow White's Scary Adventure. It is still in Disneyland, but I miss
traumatizing it. Attraction.
Traumatizing. Absolutely traumatizing. You need to have a little trauma as a kid, you know? Just
yeah, we got rid of the only two rides at Magic Kingdom. Well, three, I guess. Yeah. All three of the trauma rides are gone. You had Alien Adventure or Alien Encounter. You had Snow White and Mr. Toad's.
Mr. Toad, yeah. They took them all out.
Hey, those Heffalumps and Woozles, man. Woo!
They're a little creepy.
They're scary.
It's one of my favorite Disney songs. I don't know why.
That's really funny.
I love it. Mm. I'm not even a Winnie the Pooh guy.
It's a classic.
Yeah. No, I love it. So then my next thing I had for Magic Kingdom was the Spectro show.
I have Spectro.
Oh, okay. I do have. Yeah, I have Night Parades, I guess, on mine. Which would be.
Yeah. I do have both. I have Main Street Electrical and I have Spectro on my list. I missed both. And I saw, is it true that nighttime offerings are coming back at some point? I saw something out there about maybe.
There have been talking about that for years because it has been since 2016 since we've had
waiting.
A nighttime parade.
I think it needs to come back, but you know, that's just me.
It's been almost 10 years.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I just remember finding it so beautiful and fabulous. And like, it's something you have to watch every single time. Like it's almost like Festival of Fantasy for me. Like it's one of those parades I will always stop and watch if it's like a nighttime parade, you know, I miss it. I miss it a lot. I have Wishes on my list.
That's fair.
I didn't think about the castle shows. Yeah. Wishes is.
I miss Wishes, but Happily Ever After is great as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's because and once again, I think part of it's nostalgia. I'm sure some of these picks we have are nostalgia based. Like that was something I did with my family and that was like a big deal, you know? So I think that's probably part of why I love it.
Yeah. I also miss real perimeter fireworks.
Yeah.
For Halloween parties, Christmas parties. 2015 Halloween party, Hallowishes. I mean, that is the greatest fireworks show I've ever seen in my life. I'm just gonna put that out there. I'll go watch it. I'll probably watch it on YouTube after we finish recording. Now that it's in my mind,
he just needs to like get it out of his system now.
I need to watch it.
I think that's my goal for this whole episode is for people to just go down the rabbit hole on YouTube.
Oh,
check out Defunct Land if you want good stuff.
Oh, he's great.
I love Defunct Land.
He does a thing about the Disney airport. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
of course he does. All right, and then my last one I had for Magic Kingdom was Dream Along with Mickey.
I miss Dream Along because I think I missed the classic princesses.
That's what I loved so much about it. I remember, I've told the story about my grandmother meeting Snow White and everything, but the other like really big memory I have is when we were walking down Main Street and the show was just happening. And she said, look, they put on the show just for us, which like perfectly encapsulates what Disney is trying to do with like, it's entertainment for everybody, but you feel special. And seeing Snow White and Cinderella and Aurora all just like dancing in their gorgeous dresses. It just has this like, I say it with John a lot. It's that old Disney magic that isn't always there anymore. I feel like it's missing a lot now. It's just that nostalgic, like beautiful vibe. I miss it. I think it was really cute. Bring it back.
that's it on your list?
I had.
Yeah, that was my Magic Kingdom section.
Yeah. I had one for, since you mentioned the stage show. It was the train station morning welcome show.
The welcome show.
Yeah.
But because there's just something about getting there early and then
all
everybody who's at the Magic Kingdom is sitting there in front of the train station. Like they haven't let you go through yet. And it's like now they can't do it. They moved it back to the castle for obvious reasons. They let people to go all the way to the hub before technically the park's open now because there's just too many people trying to get in. You would fill the area in front of the train station. But it's just simpler times.
Well, they just don't even have welcome show anymore.
Well, the castle show now is technically the
welcome
show because it's
but even
park open.
Even when Murph opened, they still had the welcome show.
Oh.
Yeah, really? For like a long time.
Huh. And then they just stopped after COVID. Was it COVID again?
COVID.
Dang it.
COVID took a lot of things from us that were like one of those things that looking back now, it's like, why not? Like at this point, why not kind of deal, but whatever.
Well, that's a whole other conversation right there about why.
Is that the only thing you have on there? Huh?
What?
For Magic Kingdom, that's the
Yeah.
only.
Well, I had Hallowishes and in the castle, and not the castle show, but the train station welcome show. I did have that one on there. I didn't see it before.
I think you're missing two big ones.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, I'll say really one big one, and then the other one's more of a me thing. I miss the citizens of Main Street. With
Oh.
like the mayor and Smokey, the fire chief. Huh.
Yeah, that's a
I do
very
miss those.
vague
Yeah.
memory.
It's like one of
Yeah.
those dusty orbs from Inside Out that like
Yeah.
it's just
They
not
could never really
firing for me
brush it
anymore.
off.
Yeah,
Oh no,
I don't
did it go
know.
down the hole? It's like bing
It
bong.
yeah,
It's
it's
disappeared.
gone. That memory is bing bonged for me.
No, that's sad.
And
That's really
then
sad.
the big one I'm surprised nobody said. I guess technically I have two more. I do miss the gondolas that were there.
I
You
never did that.
never got to experience those, did
dude. They went
you?
away in like 2002.
Wait, the gondolas? Are we thinking about the same thing?
The ones that went from like Tomorrowland over to where the Tangled bathrooms are now.
No
Yeah, I never did
way.
that.
Those were gone
No,
before
I'm
then.
telling you,
They were
man.
gone in the 90s.
Hang on, I'm gonna look it up right now.
There's no shot. I
I
remember
want to say it
seeing the
was early
station
2000s.
back in Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. The station was there for a long time. But there's no way those things made it to the year
The
2000.
Skyway at Magic Kingdom. That's,
No
hang
way. Those things were out, I'm gonna say, in 97.
on. Hang on. I'm looking up the actual Skyway. Skyway at Magic
It's right
Kingdom.
here. Closing 94. Those things were gone before you were born.
No, it didn't. No, that's Disneyland, dude.
Ah. Sorry.
You were really trying to get him on it. You're like, you're wrong. You're just straight wrong.
99. 99.
So, okay, the first year I was there. So
I
maybe that's
knew
one
they
of my
didn't make it
oldest
to
memories.
2000.
Maybe that, because that first year I went was 98. So I went in 98 and 99. So that might be like one of my oldest memories ever.
Dude,
Okay.
that's crazy.
Like when I was like three. But the big one, nobody said Toontown.
I never experienced Toontown.
Oh, I miss Toontown so much.
I really
Oh,
liked it at
yeah.
Disneyland. I thought that was like, it
Yeah,
was really,
going to
really cute.
Disneyland did make me miss it because then you get to walk through the houses and all that. And I do miss doing that.
And that does count Old Barnstormer as well.
Yeah, that was Goofy's place. He had the crazy Barnstormer.
Used to have Ariel's Grotto. Like it was different back
I do
then.
remember. Okay, see, that's when
Yeah.
you're talking my language. I remember
Yeah.
that and I loved it,
But what
but
you have now is much better, right?
it
You
is
have
much,
an
I think it
entire
is.
attraction and a meet and greet
And a
that
meet
is
and
an
greet.
hour.
My girl's getting all the attention.
Do y'all remember Tiki Room under new management?
I don't want to
Isn't that when
remember.
Iago is there?
Yeah, Iago and Zazu.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
vaguely remember this,
It was
but
good.
I don't know if, I don't think we even went on it. I think we just knew it was a thing. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because
Yeah. You know what I miss?
I didn't do Tiki Room. My parents didn't either until like 2, 3 years ago, something like that. It was like right before COVID times, basically. I think it was my
It's
DCP.
one you do for the history and then like you revisit every like 5 years for a little refresher. You're
Fun
like,
fact, we
oh.
taught AJ a good spot you can go sit is because no one's usually in the show. And they have in the exit that whole little like bench corner that's in the shade, and no one's ever there because no one's going to the show. And AJ's like, I never thought to sit here because that whole
Wait,
pavilion is,
outside of the.
yeah, outside the Tiki Room. So if you're at like the Dole Whip stand, you leave the Dole Whip stand and you're looking like the carpets are right ahead of you. If you look to the right, like up this little walkway where the theater lets out, there's a bunch of like bench, like,
Seating.
yeah, like basically, and you can just sit there in the shade because it gets so hot over there and you're trying to eat your Dole Whip and it's melting all over your hand, you know? So next time you're at the park, see if it's open because usually it is. It's really
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
You know, I got one more. You know what I really miss?
What?
What?
The Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh
I
my gosh. I miss
it
so
so
sad.
much.
R.I.P.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We did the Country Bear Jamboree on our trip last week, and it was the day before the last day. And that theater was live. That theater was going nuts.
I bet.
there were people hooting and hollering, and the animatronics, you could not hear a word they were saying because, like, I guess
everyone was talking.
Well, even that, but even when people were quiet, they were just so quiet, and like they haven't been taken care of or refurbished, and it's just it's so old.
Is it too soon to say I miss Splash Mountain?
No, I think that's valid.
I mean, that's
because I do miss
more
it.
Relevant than Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, I do miss it.
I think
no,
it's
I really
be
miss
cool
I miss
too,
Splash
though.
Mountain.
Yeah. No, I'm no,
getting
I'm
a look
excited for it.
Over the walls of what their
Well,
current progress is. It's looking pretty good.
I'm excited.
Go back and listen to there's a piece
in
for all
Tipsy
you
Talk
people
with
listen.
Andrew.
Yes, about something that makes me really frustrated. But go listen to it.
Well,
It is
instead of going into a briar patch, we're going to be going into a nice soft meadow of flowers. It looks like
with no ship at the top of the mountain that was in a tree. But just go listen.
Oh, they said
go
they were
going to
have a ship on a tree and
you
mountain.
You go listen to our epic universe, Tipsy Talk. Oh, no, wait, you've already heard it because you
it's
guys
already
are
out.
Avid listeners. Yeah. Anyway, I do have one thing that I did forget to mention, and super quick. I miss Jammin' Jungle Parade at Animal Kingdom and Jingle Jungle. Like those were, there
I
was
do
a
not
cool, it was,
recall.
Don't
they
know
there
them.
used to be a parade at Animal Kingdom and
Huh.
they it was a really cool parade. I'm gonna let y'all decide this one because I want to know which one you think is gonna have more.
Probably Epcot and then end it on MGM. I mean,
all right,
Hollywood Studios.
Well, there you go, there's something you miss.
I miss it.
So okay, yeah, we'll go to Epcot next.
OG
Mel,
Test Track.
I think Mel does have the least. In
I do have the lease for Epcot. Yeah.
Oh,
do you want me
but
to
old
just
well go ahead and do your old school test track because
I just
Hunter,
threw that
you
out
go.
there. Sorry. It's just old
No,
school test track.
I am deleting like my stuff so I can keep up because I got stuff bounced around on my list. And I am deleting things that we're talking about. And
Okay.
I still have a ton.
Well,
Oh my gosh.
I got just I do have a few for Epcot, but I'll just say OG Test Track, you know, it's practical effects, the test dummies, the kinetic elements in the queue. It's all just actually happening right there. You know, you got the hot room, the cold room. You get feeling in that attraction, literal heat, cold. And then, you know, just in what they've done now, it's just there's no heart to it, I feel like. And I feel like the old one had heart. It had a little personality to it. And the crash test at the end, obviously, and just the entire story of you are at their development facility on their at their literal test track doing the tests they do each and every day on their new vehicles. And that felt cool to be a test dummy. I don't know what I am on the new one. Maybe I'm just particles in a computer, but
you
this
know,
doesn't
one of
land.
The like a really deep, like deep take that I miss about that ride.
Deep take. Do tell.
Every day, the date changed on the video.
No, really?
Yeah, every
to the
single
current
day.
date?
Yep. So you go watch like any of them from when the ride opened to like when it closed, that date changes like on the computer or like on like one
So
of the screens.
interesting.
Yeah, and that's like one of those like super like you got to be a Disney fan to really pay attention to that kind of stuff. But like I truly do miss that. Yeah.
Interesting.
The vibe.
All right,
and
Mel,
it was really just
let me...
because the TV they bought, that was just the normal setting, and they're like, dang
yeah.
it, we can't get rid of that. We got to keep it, I guess.
Exactly.
And you're just like, I love it.
Mel, what you got?
All right, I'll do my. I only have three, actually, so I'll keep mine really short. One, Maelstrom. I feel like everyone can agree that we miss
Absolutely.
It to an extent. I do love Frozen, though, not going to lie. But
Maelstrom's better.
I wish we could have had both. Why can't we just have both?
I feel
you
like
know?
They could have done a new Frozen attraction, had maybe two attractions in Norway. I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah. I think that would have been fine, but you know, whatever. So I do miss Maelstrom. I miss Illuminations. I know some people do not, but I do. I just really enjoyed it.
Well,
I
they're no longer on this podcast anymore. Sorry, Nick.
He still listens. He'll be like, yes, Mel.
I know.
Thank
I had to give him the shout out.
I miss it. So that's definitely my second one. And then my last one was something I never got to do, but I always wanted to do it, but my parents wouldn't let me. And it was before it was changed. It's the Kim Possible, like Epcot tour they would do,
that,
where you had like and you got like the communicator and you had to go find things.
Amazing.
And then they switched it to Phineas
Perry
and Ferb.
Perry the Platypus.
Yeah, in like 2 years, not even. And I was so bummed out because I always wanted to be Kim Possible, but you know.
I always loved going to the back of the England Pavilion and watching that window fill up with water.
I never did it, so I don't.
Y'all never got to do that.
I never did it.
There's literally obviously it's life size because it's the real size, but it's one of the building facades as you go to the very back of England and like literally the very, very back. And then you do the Kim Possible thing. And then it might have been actually Perry the Platypus. I can't remember.
Probably Perry.
Or they used it for both. But like then the window in the curtain, it starts to fill up with water, like the entire building's filling up with water, and that's what it looks like. And they're like, whoa, and I don't know. It was
cool. So cute. Yeah, there's
cool little things like that.
My parents didn't want to waste their time with me trying to find stuff, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, that was like the sweet spot of like, is the kid old enough to go do it on their own and we can go hang out around, drink around the world or go to different countries and stuff. But
I definitely was not. I think I was like 6. You know what I mean? They were not going to let me do that stuff on my own.
Yeah.
And then the second time, Disney. I think I was 13 and I had to help watch my brother and sister. So there was just no way. So sad.
I'm really upset that you didn't give more attention to Illuminations, but that's fine. I kind of
felt like you were shaming me a little bit. So
No. Nick's the one that doesn't really care for Illuminations. Illuminations is the greatest fireworks production ever to be done at the Walt Disney World Resort. Okay. It's amazing and wonderful. And the narrator's voice when he's like, when we come, no. It's been so long and I'm upset with myself now.
Now you're going to have to watch it on YouTube.
I'm
going
to have
recording.
To go watch it on YouTube.
When we bring them all together and
did it,
something.
Did Illuminations have no IP songs?
No. Gavin Greenway did all the music.
So it had no IP, right?
No.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. It's actually not the first Illuminations. They're talking about Reflections of Earth here, but
what run me through the fireworks shows after Illuminations. Luminous.
Before Luminous, it was Epcot Forever, and then it was Harmonious, and then which is Nick's favorite. And then before that, it was Epcot Forever.
But Harmonious was the one I'm thinking of where it was each country and songs in different languages.
Yeah. And then
I of my favorite fireworks show moments, the Mexico moment of that fireworks show with the songs from Coco was one of my favorite because it was a banger. But anyways.
Yeah. No, that
Illumination. I love it.
It's fantastic. All right. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know that everything that you have put on this list is on my list because of how much I miss old Epcot. So, Hunter, go ahead and we'll see what you can knock off my
list. All right, let me knock off a few here. I miss having Soarin' Over California permanently. It deserves to be there forever and always and never be soaring over the world ever again. I miss Interventions when you got to see different things and it used to be more of a World's Fair environment kind of going on. Lots of learning.
So you miss like OG Interventions.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Where you can fight fires and you could, you did a Disney go-kart race. Like, but it was on like a video game and you had stations and they picked people.
You had the Hydra or the Velcro show. There was a big Hummer that ran off hydrogen. It was the H2H is what it was called. Oh, wow. Yeah. The whole thing ran on hydrogen.
Okay. I don't know if I remember that one, but
I do.
And then for a while they had like all the video game consoles set up and I used to spend some time in there. Not going to lie. I think that's it. Maelstrom I had. Yep, that'll do it.
Well, allow me to introduce you to Andrew's defunct land, almost, if that's what you want to call it.
Start the 30-minute timer.
No, it's not that bad, because I'll be quick with some of them. I miss when everyone had a Segway in Epcot.
Everyone had a Segway.
Like all like the managers and like World Showcase and stuff and security, everybody was on Segways.
Were they sponsored?
Yeah.
They had to be, right?
Yeah, because you could at Interventions, there was like you could book
a Segway experience.
Yeah.
At Epcot, you had a Segway tour?
Yes.
I think I've heard of this, actually.
Yeah, well, I used to get the Burn Bomb books, so trust me, I know. That's something I miss from my childhood, is getting every year's Burn Bomb book.
Burn what book?
Burn Bomb.
I have no idea what you're talking
they
about.
They still do them, but it used to be more prevalent before
the
internet.
Is it like a tourist guide book?
Yeah. Okay. It was like one of those things, like pre like social media, and where you can find anything online now, when it was like your parents would go on MapQuest
Here's
and like
the
print
stuff you
off
had to
the
be in the
directions.
know.
Exactly. You know, it would tell you like peak
Okay.
season, stuff like that. I
Interesting.
miss the Wonders of Life, the whole pavilion. I thought that was really cool. I even miss it to when it borderline was just a festival center. Not that there's anything like super, you know, amazing about it that was like, you know, life changing. I mean, told you about the creation of life, but that's its own thing. So, you know, I miss that. I miss Jeremy Irons' Spaceship Earth. Not that I don't love Judi Dench. All right. No one come from my head. I love Judi Dench, but there were a couple little scenes that I liked better. And Hunter's heard me talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Oh, that was cute. I liked that one.
Yeah.
That was
fun. That at Epcot?
Yeah. It was where, remember, it was Captain EO and then Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and then went back to Captain EO. And now it's the Pixar thing.
Yep.
Pixar Disney short stuff. Where Mel misses Kim Possible, I miss the Kidcot Fun Stops, where you would make the mask and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool because it also went along with Tapestry of Nations and Tapestry of Dreams, which was the parade they had in Epcot. And also, it was the
I thought that was at the end of Illuminations, though.
That is from Tapestry of Nations. The song's called Tapestry of Nations. So it came from... And I don't know why my family always did it. We called it the Dreamcatcher Parade. I don't know why. That was just like a name we called it for some whatever reason. So I didn't know until I was like an adult that that's what it was actually called. I miss the arches that they used to have at Epcot from Future World to World Showcase. You know, like the bridge, like the walkway that I'm talking about after so there used to be these big arches that they would throw up for Christmas. So I miss those. I miss Ellen's Energy Adventure. Obviously, everyone knows
Cosmic Best nap
Rewind.
Spot on property.
Yeah, but in all honesty, it was just a fun. It was just
cool.
It was a cool attraction. You know,
killer sound system.
Yeah, absolutely. Blow your eardrums out. Mouse Gear, so much better than Connections.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this minimalist Connections.
Well, I'm not even going to go into it. I didn't want to bring it up. I miss actual Disney theming when it came to hotels, but that's. Yeah, and everything else y'all said.
Yeah.
But yeah,
all right.
There you go.
On to Hollywood Studios.
Woot.
There's a lot. There's a lot here. I think we'll just are we all going on the record saying we miss the studio park theming of
absolutely.
MGM Studios?
No doubt.
Like, I mean, today it could be Disney Studios, like it doesn't have to be Hollywood
Studios.
Do you
remember a couple years
ago
what they did? So, you know, they've got like the people that do surveys and stuff, and they send out the surveys for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But the people with the iPads.
Okay.
They were taking like what would you think would be a good name
for
a Disney
that.
Theme park? And it was talking about, because they were really debating on changing the name because the whole theming was gone.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I did one of those. But yeah, really just the whole studio theme park dynamic of the theming. And I mean, like Muppets was initially going to be like the making of a movie and they were going to get everything wrong. We've all seen that Jim Henson kind of, you know, interview of how he was explaining what the attraction was going to be there. Backlot tour, you know,
so
greatness. Lights, Motors, Action, kind of Lights, Motors, Action with Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Like you had the same vibe going on through those shows of here's how it's done in show business. And I think those are awesome. Osborne Family Spectacle of the Dancing Lights. Greatest nighttime ambiance environment at Disney parks that could come back. if you listen to Hunter World, ahem, ahem, in Muppet Land, because they got the buildings, they got the structures, they got the lights. We can make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, buddy. But we'll you see. Keep dreaming.
It was great. I loved it because it was just a place where people would go, and they wouldn't necessarily even go for like the show part of it. They just go to like just stand there for hours and just hang out. I'll go ahead and throw in Galactic Star Cruiser. That's where we're at. I miss it. I think it should be a thing. Maybe it will be a thing eventually. They're keeping that building immaculate, even though they're writing it off as a complete loss. We'll see what happens.
That's why it's got to sit for a year.
And then they have to say, we're not going to do anything with it. And then after a year, they're going to be like, oh, by the way, we're back. Something's going to happen. I'm telling you. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Live, American Idol Live. I had both of those.
Ooh, I did. Yes. American Idol Live. It was really fun.
Ansley won that.
Did she really?
She won it. Her and her sister and this
and you other
get
a girl. Real audition?
So what happens is you get to skip the line if you go to an actual audition, but you had to be 16 to actually go to an audition. So Ansley didn't get to go. So her sister and some other girl were in the top three, and Ansley ended up winning at like 14.
Dang. Yeah.
I was 12 when I did it. I lied about my age. Whoops.
Oh my gosh.
And I got top two, and a girl from New York who sang Natural Woman beat me. While I sang part of your world, it was unfair. There was
totally
no way.
Unfair. That's bias.
That's complete. Like,
there's collusion.
Come on. That's so not fair. She's like a Broadway trained singer who obviously was there for one reason.
She was a plant. They put her there.
She was a plant. Yeah, but, no, that was fun though. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two shows. And again, those two shows kind of in comparison with Lights, Motors, Action, Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, like that was like the show business. Here's how the production works. Just the whole vibe where it's something I grew up like liking how that developed and seeing that side of it in that park. I thought that was really unique. But and the big one I'll end on, the last one on my list for the park, was Great Movie Ride. I know we all
Absolutely.
Have opinions. It could have just been updated. They could have put Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway
anywhere else
place. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily have the facade of a theater, which I get what they're trying to do, but like the theater aspect of it is so small, you could implement that in a lot of different ways. But yeah, that's my Hollywood Studios miss it big time list.
Mel, I know there's one thing on your list that he didn't cover.
What's that?
Go ahead and say it.
Well, is it? I'm not gonna let
he
went quickly. No, because that's coming back.
Well, you could still miss it because it ain't back yet. It might get canceled.
No, stop it! Why would you put that out into the universe?
I'm just saying
like that?
It might happen,
sir. No, it's coming back. It's gonna be beautiful and great. So no, I said my two on my list, and he might have said them, but like I said, I kind of zoned out for a second. Said the Sorcerer Mickey hat.
Boom.
And the Backlot tour. Those are my two things.
Yeah, I like the Sorcerer Mickey hat.
It wasn't like an original thing, but that was great. I mean, it was awesome. And then
it wasn't original. What do you mean?
No, that wasn't there when the park opened.
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I thought you meant like they had a Sorcerer hat in a different park, like international, and they're like, let's do it here. But
that was such a great icon. I mean, it was like a little like pin shop, like a little like mini like outdoor merchandise thing with shade.
So
and being a pin collecting kid growing up, I was always like, okay, where's this park's pin shop?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where I'm going. Yeah. And with the Sorcerer's hat, the water tower, Mickey.
Yeah,
water
well,
tower.
So
what is the name for it?
The Earful Tower.
The Earful Tower.
I could go, I'm not going to, just because, you know, it's already a long episode. I could go on and on about the Backlot Tour, because I think that is that and Great Movie Ride are the two biggest things it's, like, missing. Like, I miss being able to go through, like, next to the animation building. I miss being able to go through back when Creative Costuming was over there. I thought all of that was super fun, and seeing a lot of movie props and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I could have an old episode just about that. The only two things you guys didn't say that I do miss, and this is actually a restaurant, and Hunter was like, we were talking before the episode, Hunter's like, I don't have like a single thing restaurant-wise. I miss the Studio Catering Company. What a cool, it was so much fun. Like, and
that's
it was
different.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're thinking Backlot Express.
Yeah. Wasn't that just chicken fingers and french
fries?
It was,
but man, I don't know. Something about that was awesome. It was great.
It was
and it sat
special.
right next, And it sat right next to Mike and Sully and right next to Watto's Grotto, which was the only Star Wars store besides the Star Tours store, which was great.
And the playground. I did.
And
like
Honey,
that
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground. Yeah.
Yep. That was
I miss that. I do miss old Star Tours. Like, I miss, you know, Rex.
The OG.
Like, I do miss that one.
Know what you're getting every time.
Yep. Well, yeah, but also just like, I liked that story better.
The Endor moon. Yeah,
yeah, I really do. I think you could do everything that you did now with it, but it still be like Star Tours is, because it still kind of has that like you're going on a vacation theme, but yeah. I liked that it wasn't 3PO.
Gotcha.
And then I had one more thing, and I had it, and then I lost it, and I didn't have it written down because it was something that we were talking about, and sparked my memory on it, but that doesn't matter that much then.
I don't think there's a whole lot. The Coke bottle. I'll just say the Coke bottle.
There you go.
I love that little Coke bottle just because Coke Ices were my favorite thing as a kid growing up. So that maybe that was nostalgic for me. But and it's only natural because MGM saw Hollywood Studios, saw the most change, I guess, in our lifetimes of any park by far.
I would
far.
Agree. Yeah.
And so much of that identity's changed. But yeah,
yeah.
That's our list of some of the stuff we miss.
Well, there's one more thing.
Oh.
And I'm going to just speak for all of us here.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with any one park or anything at all, but the old FastPass system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
See, yeah. I thought about this, and as much as I hate to say it, I initially thought, oh, it has to be the paper FastPasses.
No.
I want to go back to the paper FastPasses.
Like FastPass
but then
Plus.
When I think about it, the... Well, FastPass Plus, I mean, yeah, that's essentially the paper FastPass system, but more efficient, right? You don't have to have, okay, here's dad, go run with the park tickets to this and get us FastPasses.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. I get it. But above all that, I want to just go back to when there weren't FastPasses and there wasn't Genie Plus or FastPass Plus or anything. Because in going... I know the park was at limited capacity, but this was kind of towards the end of it, so I don't think it was as limited as it was initially when it shut down and reopened for COVID. But we did do a trip around that time when FastPass wasn't a thing, and lines were always posted, you know, 45 minutes, and a line was always 15 minutes shorter to 20 minutes shorter than the posted wait time every time. I don't know if it was just the algorithm on the standby queues was for... assuming FastPass was going through, but lines felt shorter because they were always moving and there was zero FastPass, zero merge at every attraction. And I just think that was a great way to experience all those lines. Like, it wasn't bad at all.
Go watch Defunctland's video on FastPass.
Well, it goes into detail.
It does. It's like 2.5 hours. It's awesome. Anyway, yeah, I think that about sums up literally anything we could possibly miss.
So just bring all that back and, you know, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I actually think we missed maybe one thing.
Would you what?
Magical Express.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
For us.
We forgot.
That's
Magic
a big
Travelers.
One. Yeah.
Wow.
I Guys, live here. I can't say anything.
Yeah, that really doesn't affect you, yeah. But
Andrew,
for
you're
people...
my Magical Express.
You darn right I am.
I just call Andrew whenever I get to town, whether it's 3 a.m., don't matter.
you know, guys, it'd be nice if I didn't have to take an Uber where there's a skeleton in the front seat. That has happened before. I kind of miss the bus where they'd hype you up for the trip. And
you
it
get
just
to watch the videos on the screen,
yeah.
The shorts.
Yeah, I miss that.
I never got to take it because we always drove. My dad flew down one time and he took it and he loved it. But
yeah, you know. It was convenient. It was awesome.
Yeah. But anybody got any last minute thoughts? Anything you want to share?
That's it. Oh, extra magic hours the old way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to plan my park visit days. Yeah. I used to plan my park visit days around like which park had extra magic hours. And like that would help like you beat crowds sometimes. It was like a little strategy thing if you knew how to play it. But now it's just every place. Every 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, which is dumb because they always let you in 30 minutes early anyways. They just don't let you go to attractions. So it's like they're kind of saying they're offering something better, but it's not a whole lot different than what they did anyways.
Well, and then you got the extended evening hours for deluxe resort guests. No, but that whole, you know, taking away.
But when the park is closing early as it is now, like
That's what I'm saying. It's like taking away things that used to be offered for free.
Extra magic hours used to be from midnight to 1 a.m. Like that used to be the hour.
I remember. And,
beautiful time.
Magic Kingdom at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because it used to close at midnight every night. But anyway,
that is
that'll wrap us up. But well, once again, thank you always for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. Check us out on all sorts of social media, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Check out our Discord. Don't forget about Club 19. Got new additions coming. We do, if you do join our Club 19, though, we do have extra episodes once a week, dropping on Tuesdays.
Sometimes twice a week.
Sometimes twice a week.
Well, like this, you know. Well, you know,
that
was just a bonus episode for everybody.
Hey,
that
we got any crazy ideas, we just throw them on Patreon. See how they, you know, test out. And if they make the cut, then maybe it'll make its way to main episode one day.
Maybe at some point, maybe in a couple months, we can drop an episode or two of some older content.
Club 19 Unlocked.
Yeah, just give people a little taste of what this is all about. But we've been really good about getting a lot of stuff up there for you guys. So you should come visit us on Patreon. We have a lot of fun. And the Discord channel is popping.
It's like
my gosh. We have a whole pets channel now. People are posting their pets every day. It's amazing. The pets of HPOE. We've got a channel where, I mean, today, Mouselanious, everyone's talking about their favorite Jonas Brothers song.
Was there something that spurred that on? Is there recent Jonas Brothers
news? I'm pretty sure Nick spurred that one. I'm pretty sure that was it was great. Nick. It was really funny. We're talking about Tony's Chocolate.
It's sweeping the nation right now.
Sweeping the nation, guys. I think Tony should sponsor us.
Shout out to Tony's.
Shout out to Tony's. It was
hashtag
good
not sponsored, but
we wish. I mean, if they want to, reach out.
I got a set of bars right here.
Oh my god, he literally has a set of bars right next to him.
Always got them ready.
Yeah.
But
love it.
All right. Well, till next week. Not goodbye. See you real soon. This does it for, what is our title for this one? Everything we miss of?
Blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
In time.
There you go.
That was beautiful.
Take us away, Huey Lewis in the news.
We didn't show up.